says عن أبي سعيد سعد بن مالك بن سنان الخضري رضي الله عنهما أيضا أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال لا ضرر ولا ضرار. حديث حسن رواه ابن ماجه والدارقطني وغيرهما مسندا، ورواه مالك في الموطأ مرسلا عن عمرو بن يحيى عن أبيه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، فأسقط أبا سعيد وله طرق يقوي بعضها بعضا. الإمام النووي عليه رحمة الله has reported this hadith, and here also he mentions, here this companion is المشهور, is مشهور بكنيته. The companion here is Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, he is مشهور بكنية. So like Abu Huraira, we mentioned this before, some of the companions are مشهورون بالكنية. So Abu Sa'id al-Khudri reported this hadith. His name is Sa'd ibn Malik, and his father Malik ibn Sinan is also a companion. So we say radiyallahu anhuma to him too. We know some of the virtues of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri from the scholars among the companions, and those who learnt the Quran by heart and who taught the Quran to the rest of the companions radiyallahu anhum. He was the one who reported the hadith that anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam qad, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said la darara wa la dirara, la darara wa la dirara. There are many interpretations of this hadith. Some of the scholars say there is no difference between darara and dirara, that it is the same. They said that karrarahu min babi tawqid. The Prophet said it just to show tawqid. La darara. There is no causing harm. Wala. Anyway, we'll explain the various meanings. So let me still be saying la darara wa la darara. So some said no, he's just talking about don't harm someone. So la darara wa la darara. Don't harm someone. So he repeated it to show tawqid, to show harm and emphasize the evil of causing harm to a person. That's what some of them have said, like Shaykh Salih Fawzan al-Fawzan. He mentioned that in his Sharh of Arba'un. Some also said that yes, the two words are different. That la darara means la yakunu minka dararun ala nas. Let not harm come to you, come to the people from you. You don't harm any person. وَلَا ضِرَارَ يعني لَا تَضُرُّ مَنْ ضَرَّكَ. Do not harm anyone who brings harm to you. So لَا ضَرَارَ, do not harm a person. وَلَا ضِرَارَ, and do not harm a person that has caused harm to you. There are different meanings that will be for the two words. If you take the first meaning, la darara wa la dirara means don't cause harm, and I was affirming it, it means it is obligatory, it is prohibited. It is prohibited that you cause harm. Don't cause harm. It's prohibited. Don't cause harm to anybody. So here, if you say la darara, do not cause a harm to person, yes, this is prohibited. Wa la dirara, and do not cause a harm, do not cause harm to a person that has caused you harm, it is not obligatory. It is not obligatory that you do not cause harm to someone that caused you harm. You can cause harm to someone that has caused you harm in Sharia, but it is better not to cause him harm. So wala dirara would be mustahab. La darara would be yani wajib upon you. Don't cause harm. Wala dirara, that is, don't reply harm with harm. So it says fa'in aqalatum fa'aqibu, fa'in uqibatum fa'aqibu bi misli ma uqibu. If a person comes to you, give the kind of word he has given. He says, وَلَا مَنِ انْتَفَرَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ظُلْمِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَا عَلَيْهِ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ. وَلَا مَنِ انْتَفَرَ بَعْدَ ظُلْمِهِ. A person is caused harm, is unfairly dealt with, And then he seeks to revenge. He says, "Fa'ulaika ma alayhim min sabil." These people, you do not abuse them, don't blame them. There is no blame upon them. The person who is caused harm, he wants to cause harm to them in revenge to the person. Ma alayhim min sabil. It means wala dirara, if you take the meaning that it means, and do not reply harm with harm, it is recommended. The best thing is that don't reply harm with harm. But la barara means don't cause harm. Wala dirara, and don't reply harm with harm. Those meanings have been mentioned by the scholars that is what this hadith means. So the best thing is that you don't cause harm to a person that has caused you harm. That is what is best. But if you respond harm with harm, it's permissible. It says, وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا. The reward for a harm is another harm like it. So, but it says, وَإِنْ تَعْفُوا وَتَصْفَهُ وَتَصْفِرُوا. If you overlook and give people excuse and then seek forgiveness for them or forgive them, then that's better for you. So the one who does not reply harm with harm is better than the one who replies harm with harm. But it is permissible to reply harm with harm. Our religion is not like Christianity, right? And lying, they lie when they say that. But when a person slaps you on the right, you turn the left one. You meet a nice person, you slap you in the right, you turn the next one, slap you again. You turn the next, give you another one. I think that should be a lesson itself, that you will not give it again. So our religion does not say that we should be like that. The least we can do is to, either we give him back or we just move away if we know that. If you don't stop, if you don't move away, he will give you more. So that he does not give you more. So la barara wa la barara. Do not cause harm to a person. So Islam prohibits causing harm to people in any way. And Imam Bukhari mentioned a hadith in his Adab al-Mufrad where a neighbor used to cause his neighbor harm. So the neighbor came to report to the Prophet Muhammad. The Prophet told that person, pack all your load, put it on the street. So the man packed all his load and put it on the street. When people ask, why do you pack all your load out of your house? He says, my neighbor causing harm. May Allah cause that your neighbor. May Allah cause you upon that neighbor that's causing you harm. So when they find, what's happening? You see, my neighbor is causing, okay, may Allah cause harm to him too. Why do you put your load outside? My neighbor is causing, okay, may Allah cause harm to him too. So the man came back to the Prophet. People are saying that may Allah cause harm to him because he caused something to him. It was reported that the man changed his attitude. Perhaps the Prophet said that, alayhi salatu wasalam. So that if he is hearing that people are causing him because he is causing harm to a person, he would change his ways. That's why I told him, just put your load outside. And the Prophet didn't say that, why are you causing him? Don't cause him again. So it is not permissible to cause harm to a Muslim. And our Sharia is not also harmful to us. It says, وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ حَرَمٍ. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ. وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Our religion is really harmful religion. And when there is harm, when there is difficulty, gives us opportunity. If there is darar, so the qawaid starts coming. That الضرورة تبيح المحظورة. So the qawaid comes and says الضرورة تبيح المحظورة. When there is difficulty, yeah, necessity to be al-mahzura. Something that was ordinarily prohibited now becomes permissible. Because the religion does not want difficulty for you. Even women that are divorced, he said, askinuhunna min haythu sakantum min wujudikum wa la tudarruhunna litudayyiqu alayhim. Don't bring harm to these women. Yes, please put them in homes according to your abilities. Lakin la tudarruhunna. Do not bring harm to these people. Litudayyiqu alayhim. Making things difficult for them. Don't put them in homes they can't feel comfortable there. So our religion prohibits harming a person, bringing harm to people. Don't cause a man harm. Whatever you know, if I do this thing to a man, cause him, just leave the man. Don't cause him harm. So it's very, very important in the Sharia. Scholars of usul and fiqh will always say, ad-dararu yuzal. that darar is always going to be removed in the sharia. Yuzal. That is yuzal, that is always have to remove darar. If there is darar, it must, there must be a way to remove that darar from the people. And it affects, it comes in a lot of issues in the sharia. When there is darar, it has to be removed. One of the examples that has been given is that a woman's father travels and she does not have any wali that can marry her out. But now she wants married now. She's in need of a man. She wants to marry. So they say, Abdararu Yuzal. The darar must be removed. So she reports the case to the authority. The authority will marry her out, even in the absence of her wali. Because Abdararu Yuzal. The darura must be removed. So today, parents are wicked people. Many parents wicked their children because, not, when I say parents are wicked, I say parents are wicked. Not every parent is wicked. But I say there are parents that are wicked. Sincerely. The parents, the child wanted to marry a man. You see, this is the 11th year now. The girl has still not married. 11th year. You say, oh, my dead body, oh, my dead body. He is alive. So the girl has not married. This is the 11th year now. 11 years! Before that, she has a master's degree. 11 years. And this not. That's how parents are. The guy wants to marry. Marry the girl out. Give it to, and people say, don't go to court. It's common here too. Things like this, the woman should go to the court of Sharia. They think it is from Okuk. I always say this, it is not from Okuk al-Walidain. Companions took parents to court. Parents took their children too to the court, Prophet Allah. So that's why the courts are established. It is not from Okuk. So what we are saying is that Ad-Dararu Yuzal. Ad-Darar, Darura, must be removed at all times. And from the evidence that it must be removed at all times is that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, La Darara wa La Darara. Do not cause harm to a person. So there's no causing harm in our religion. Something is harmful to people, the harm must be removed. Something brings harm, it must be removed. The harm must go. So, لا ضرر ولا ضرار. Hadith Hassan. There are other things there, but we have to go. We have to move. Imam al-Nawawi said, Hadith Hassan. This hadith is Hassan. رواه ابن ماجه. It's also again reported by Imam ibn Majah wa Dar al-Qutni. Imam Dar al-Qutni, Abu al-Hasan in his Sunan. وغيرهما مُسْنَدًا. These people have mentioned it مُسْنَدًا. Hadith al-Musnad is a hadith that is مرفوع وظاهره وظاهر الاتصال. مرفوع باتصال السند ظاهرا. It is مرفوع. It is linked up to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what appears when you look at the hadith is that it is mutasil sanad. It is has its link chain from the collector to the companion who reported the hadith. This is the meaning of hadith musnad. مرفوع, something that's reported, a companion mentioned and mentioned, a reporter mentioned, حدثني فلان فلان. They mentioned a companion and Abu Huraira masalan radiallahu anhu, say qala this hadith musnad. And when you look at it, there could be inqita', there could be other problems, but zahiruhu ittisal. What basically appears is that this hadith is muttasil sanad wa huwa marfu, and then it is marfu. So this kind of hadith is referred to as musnad. So it is in this manner that Ibn Majah and Dar al-Qutni has reported this hadith. وَرَوَاهُ مَالِكٌ فِي الْمُوَطَّأَ مُرْسَلًا. But Imam Malik mentioned it in Muwatta' مُرْسَلًا. His own riwayah in Muwatta' has come, hadith مُرْسَل. مَا رَوَاهُ تَابِئِ مَرْفُوعًا. What the tabi'i mentioned, linking it up to the Prophet ﷺ, without mentioning the company. يَرْوِي مَرْفُوعًا التَّابِئِ. A tabi'i mentions a hadith and says, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know tabi'un did not meet the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So why is the tabi'i saying Qala Rasulullah without mentioning a companion? A report like this is mentioned to be what? Mursal. Hadith Mursal. He says, وَرَوَاهُ مَالِكٌ فِي الْمُوَطَّأِ. The report of Imam Malik in his Muwatta is what? Mursal. The first one is what? مرفوع. يعني مسند. That is مرفوع متصل سند ظاهرا. And then this one says مرسل. That is the Tabi'i reported it, mentioning the companion, mentioning the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم without mentioning the companion. And Amr ibn Yahya, Imam Malik reported it on the authority of Amr ibn Yahya and Abihi from his father and the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. Meaning that his father is what? Tabi'i. And saying, and the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. This hadith has come from the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. He says, أبا سعيد. So he dropped Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. You know, in the first report, they mentioned Abu Sa'id. In the report in Muwatta, they didn't mention Abu Sa'id. That makes it more sad. The other one is Musnad, don't forget. It says, وَلَهُ تُرْكٌ يُقَوِّي بَعْضُهَا بَعْضُ. And it has other chains of narration, each of which will give strength to the other to make it become a hadith that is what can be used, employed as evidence. That's why it's a hadithun hasanun. This hadith also is mentioned to be hasanun bighayrihi. And from amongst those who had relied on this hadith was Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. وَقَوَّهُ أَيْضًا الْبَيْهَقِي فِي السُنَنِ الْكُبْرَى. Also, Al-Imam Al-Haytami also mentioned it to be authentic. Many other scholars mentioned it to be authentic. And from amongst those who say it is weak is Imam Ibn Hazm al-Andalusi. He says, إِسْنَادُهُ وَاهِ. So the isnad is not reliable at all. But what he said, the scholars have responded, giving narrations with chains of reports that are like Imam al-Nawawi said, that يُقَوِّي بَعْضُهَا بَعْضُهُ. Some parts will strengthen the other part, and the hadith will be used as evidence that لَا ضَرَرَ وَلَا ضِرَارَ. Do not cause harm to a person. And if a person causes harm to you, do not respond harm with harm. This is where we'll stop, inshallah. We ask Allah to make us understand better than the next thing. We hope we can read two narrations every week, inshallah, so that we can finish this book before Ramadan. Inshallah. If there are questions, inshallah, we will attempt to give them answers. Alaykum as-salam. Naam. Okay, can someone take, it depends on the harm. If it, for example, a person cuts a finger from you, La sama Allah. A person cuts a finger from another person. Where is he going to report to the court of Sharia? Unfortunately, they don't have such rights today, because in Sharia there are things that are, he either pays for the hand or his hand is cut off too. So this is also from retribution. But this one, these ones, today you can't implement it. If you get this one and cut it, yes, in the Sharia you are not wrong, but you can do another one. So evil will just make a person, will just succeed itself from one to the other, and the Sharia is not like that. So it's better in this case. In fact, for the fact that it could be, it will most likely lead to greater evil, it is obligatory on you to just be patient with him. Like a person kills another person, you know, this man killed the other person. And you know they are from such people, you know, in Nigeria, many of the people are above the law. It takes such person to be locked up. Yes, very much. And it is sure that he killed the person. Any evidence you give, they don't take it, they throw it away. If you go back and kill that person, more evil will take place. Where I grew up, an information came to me, I had someone like that. He killed somebody. Those people, those job boys went and they are playing together. He went and packed guns and went to the house. Unfortunately, they didn't meet anybody in their house. He himself, it was when they were returning, they met him on the way. It's on the road. On the road. They didn't just shoot him. They were, you know, how wicked people can be. They were butchering the man, the boy. So in that case now, if you know those people, you attempt to kill back any one of them because they killed him. You know, he killed someone. He was said to have killed, yes. He was said to have killed someone. That's why those people, the boy's relatives, also organized some gangs to go and kill him too. So if you kill any person in name, the killing like that just goes on. The kind of community we need. So in such cases, the Sharia will not permit that blood is spilled like that, because that is the way blood is spilled in the time of Jahiliyyah. Islam will never tell you kill the person in return. Because you kill in return, you kill another person, you kill another person, you go back to the days of Jahiliyyah. And people will be dying as they were dying in the days of Jahiliyyah without restraint. So our Sharia is not like that. There are a few things a person does. He gives you a job, give him a job if you want to give him. If you want to forgive him, he says, وَمَنْ أَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. If you overlook and you behave nicely to him, you get your reward. There are things like this. So, or a man takes your property, you have opportunity to take his property, you take it to the exact amount that he took from your own. There's no problem. But some of them, if you want to do that, you want to take retribution, it causes more problems. So the Sharia will say, no, don't cause problems. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah that there are no much questions. Subhanaka Allahumma alhamdulillah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.